This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it Protect Her?
It's Protect Her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop there.
Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and t-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
Welcome back. It is Monday, January 29th, and today's pod, it is the best one yet. This is a T-Boy, Jack.
We're bringing you the top three pop business news stories you need to know today.
How's your weekend, man?
I went skinning again. I went to the 60th anniversary of my favorite ski resort.
Yeah, well, I kind of got a workout in too, Jack. It's called lifting this pink Stanley mug. Can you believe this thing? I got one of them,
man. How much did you pay for that thing?
I can't disclose it. I had to jump over like six children to get it, man.
Did you get that on eBay?
I was in person. It involved a lot of waiting. It may have taken the whole weekend.
Besties, Nick is holding a limited edition Starbucks pink Stanley Tumblr.
I mean, this is slamming salmon. It looks fantastic. You know, your birthday's coming up, Jack.
Nick, I know you just turned 36. You don't need to prove how young you are with that pink Stanley Tumblr.
It's a lifestyle, Jack. First story for today's show. What do we got, man?
For our first story, as The Sopranos turns 25 this year, the mob wife aesthetic has taken over TikTok.
Because HBO is using the salami strategy.
For our second story, it's a shocker. Out of nowhere, IBM stock is close to an all-time high.
IBM, UBM, Jack, we gotta look into what's going on at IBM.
And our third and final story is a wild business model. There's a company we've never covered before called Where You Been.
Where You Been. They invented a new concept we call purge pricing.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix of stories.
Fantastic mix of stories to kick off the week.
If you went to a wedding last weekend, you may have noticed something new.
It wasn't the new cake, it wasn't a new cocktail, and it wasn't the new bridesmaid dance-off.
The new wedding trend we're talking about is birds of prey.
That is right. We're talking hawks. We're talking falcons. We're even talking owls at the wedding.
Yetis, the newest wedding trend that Nick and I haven't experienced yet, but we're looking forward to, is hiring a falconer so that a falcon can be the ring bearer.
The newest wedding vendor is a bird with a 6-foot wingspan.
According to the Wall Street Journal, for $1,200, you can get a raptor at your nuptials. Travel fees and dinner included. Dinner for the falcon.
Well, we're talking a bald eagle swooping in with the ring.
A peregrine falcon diving in with a bouquet.
You say I do, and then a horned owl says, hoo-hoo.
Now, one reason we're into owls, millennial couples grew up reading Harry Potter.
Yeah, you miss Hedwig, so you want an owl at your wedding.
Oh, and since the pandemic, couples have been pushing the boundaries of typical weddings.
Jack, if an osprey didn't witness it, is the marriage even legally binding?
I mean, barn weddings are kind of lame at this point, but a barned owl?
Nothing goes viral like a vulture on the podium, man.
Does anyone here object to these two bonding in holy matrimony?
I think I just heard some. You hear that, man?
Yetis, I'll see you at the raw bar.
Jack, a falcon ate the oysters.
Not the canapes. Not the canapes.
Besties, what bird of prey are you bringing to your wedding? Jack, let's hit our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, there's a new viral trend, and that trend is the mob wife economy.
And it's all because of The Sopranos, HBO, and some salami.
Yetis, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, toss out the beige sweaters, the juice cleanses, and the yoga mats.
The clean girl aesthetic is officially out.
And the mob wife aesthetic is officially in.
Besties, for years, the style trend has been minimalist, simple, neutral, and healthy.
But in 2024, you're dressing up like you're now a member of the five families, Jack.
The big hair, the big fur, and the big glitz.
We're talking about hashtag mobwife, which now has 100 million views on TikTok.
And this mobwife aesthetic is creating its own little economy.
Eddie's, Jack and I jumped into the numbers. Searches for hoop earrings are up 70% right now.
Searches for leopard print clothing is up 213% right now.
Besties, when you step out of the house, you're grabbing a faux mink coat with a faux cheetah scarf.
Less Gwyneth Paltrow, more Joe Pesci. Funny how. Funny how.
Now, Yetis, we know what you're thinking. What is driving this desire to look like the wife of Frankie Fast Fingers Sorvino right now?
I just asked Carmella. It's The Sopranos.
Because it's The Sopranos' anniversary. 25 years ago, Tony Soprano cried about the ducks in his pool.
It's when we realized that this mob boss has some sensitivity.
And to celebrate this 25th anniversary, HBO relaunched the entire Sopranos series on Max, their streaming network.
But here's the key. It's not The Sopranos on TV that's driving The Sopranos back to relevance.
Right.
It's The Sopranos on your phone that's doing it.
Yetis, this is what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. HBO used the 25th anniversary of The Sopranos to launch an official Sopranos TikTok account.
It's called Sopranos in 25. HBO created 25-second TikTok videos for each of the 86 episodes of Sopranos.
Every single 86 of one of those episodes. Yetis, this is wild because we love Sopranos, but it is a slow show, Jack.
HBO managed to put every episode, like the whole plot, into a 25-second TikTok video.
Again, we love watching Tony smoke on a cigar in a two-tone polo shirt while he's bada-bing, bada-boom, but it's a slow show.
But HBO cut out all the long pauses between the cannolis.
So, Yetis, as an Italian-American here, and as Jack being someone who worked at the Olive Garden, we want to know, why is HBO putting so much effort and giving away so much of its IP for free?
Show me a warrant, and I'll give you a takeaway.
Jack? I'll take you up on that takeaway. How you doing? So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies down the road in New Jersey over at The Sopranos?
HBO is using the salami strategy.
Yetis, when you buy a big salami, you don't just chow down on it, right? Like, you don't do that.
You don't take a bite of that sausage. You slice it up into cold cuts.
You slice it up like gabagool.
Media companies are realizing now that cultural moments aren't happening on TV. They're happening on TikTok.
So we noticed media companies are taking a meat slicer to their content. They're cutting it up into 25-second slices and posting it on TikTok.
Last October, on Mean Girls Day, Mean Girls celebrated by posting the whole movie in 23 different TikTok posts.
Now HBO is doing the same thing with Tony Soprano on his 25th anniversary.
Now HBO is not making money directly on TikTok by posting these Sopranos clips for free.
But HBO is making money indirectly because TikTok just made all of the Sopranos go viral.
Oh, by the way, if they didn't post it, pirates would have. So they might as well be in control of it.
And that is why Jack and I think we're going to see more of the salami strategy.
Hollywood is slicing itself up to post on TikTok.
Bada bing, gabagool. For our second story, IBM, the once blue chip technology company, is back, baby.
IBM stock is approaching an all-time high.
Which leads to the existential question, what does IBM even really do?
That's actually the top FAQ on their website. What does IBM do?
And we're going to tell you in a second. But Yetis, in the meantime, IBM Big Blue, it is the most powerful acronym in corporate history.
IBM is the original OG gangster of American technology.
Everyone's got a friend doing something ambiguously tech-oriented over at IBM.
Somebody's consulting on a case study for a B2B client who's trying to harness trans-border synergies.
In between years one and two at B school. Now, IBM actually stands for International Business Machines. But we got to ask, because you're wondering, what exactly does IBM do?
It's like an office space. What would you say you do? So here's their answer. They do software consulting, cloud computing, and infrastructure.
Those are actually IBM's three core lines of business, and they make good amounts of money on each one of them.
They seem ambiguous, but those three businesses are booming.
But Yetis, here's why Jack and I wanted to cover this story. IBM was founded 123 years ago, but its stock is now close to an all-time high.
The stock jumped 8% last week as they announced earnings, and it's up 40% in the past 12 months.
Well, we jumped in T-boy style to those earnings. IBM reported a 19% pop in profits in the fourth quarter. Not too shabby.
How's this for swagger, Nick? IBM just launched a $500 million fund to invest in AI venture capital.
Venture capital is pulling back right now. IBM just launched another venture capital fund.
Because remember, IBM had Watson, the artificial intelligence, like 20 years ago, remember?
Oh, and AI revenue over at IBM, it doubled in just the last 3 months.
IBM today has nearly 300,000 employees.
Can you sprinkle on some context for us over there, Jack?
That's a bigger workforce than the population of St. Louis.
IBM is a St. Louis and then some.
But IBM is still a shadow of its former self. IBM was the number four most valuable company in the world as recently as 2012.
Today, IBM is number 71.
But it's climbing back up those rankings for world's most valuable companies.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at IBM?
Prestige does not equal profits.
Yetis, you have no idea how many IBMs, how many international business machines IBM has actually invented.
IBM invented the ATM machine. They invented the magnetic stripe on credit cards we still use today. They invented the floppy disk you used in middle school.
IBM, they invented the disk drive, the barcode, and of course the personal computer. Yeah, your computer invented by IBM.
IBM once controlled 85% of the computer market. Today, they control 0%.
Because although IBM had immense historical prestige, profits for computers got squeezed by low-cost foreign competition.
So in 2005, IBM sold off their entire computer business to Lenovo.
They've lost so much prestige since exiting the physical computer business that they invented.
But Wall Street's realizing their new software business is even more lucrative.
Even though IBM doesn't have the prestige it used to have, its stock is still close to an all-time high.
Because prestige does not equal profits. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yetis, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Yetis, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For our third and final story, where you been? It's a chain of stores that you've probably never heard of, and they're here thanks to Amazon.
Where you been is how Amazon sells out every week.
Yetis, if you're walking around Columbus, Ohio, you may notice a huge store in a strip mall with blank walls and very basic branding.
That store is called Where You Been.
Where You Been. It's got Helvetica font, very simple, but there's something fascinating going on in there.
Been is spelled B-I-N.
Right, not B-E-N. It's spelled B-I-N, Where You Been.
Where You Been. Because the store is filled with 128 big blue plastic bins the size of food troughs.
And Jack, what exactly is in those bins inside of Where You Been?
Stuff that someone bought online and then returned online.
It's returns. It's like you got that cute top, but it wasn't cute enough.
It ends up eventually at Where You Been.
Well, there's a term actually for everything that's sold at Where You Been that we happen to have returned. And what's that term?
Where You Been calls their product SLOB.
S-L-O-B, SLOB. Stands for Slow Moving Obsolete Inventory. That's a real term.
So Where You Been's aisles are filled with slob.
Aisle 6, boom, it's filled with slob. All your returns.
You thought TJ Maxx was a treasure hunt. Where You Been has even better bargains if you're willing to sift through huge piles of bins.
The surprise about Where You Been is that their key partner is Amazon.
Amazon doesn't own Where You Been. But without Amazon, there is no Where You Been.
And there isn't just one Where You Been store. There are 9 Where You Been stores across the country right now.
And growing. Because Where You Been is basically the Amazon outlet store.
Yetis, we return so much stuff that Amazon's returns would probably be the number one or number two biggest retailer in the Americas.
The biggest retailer is Amazon. The number two would be Amazon's returns.
Now, Jack, some items returned to Amazon are pretty easy to resell.
If someone sends back a box of unopened AirPods, that's so easy for Amazon to resell.
But what if you return an already opened box of Clif Bars?
That's hard for Amazon to resell.
What about New Year's Eve party sunglasses that say 2022?
Even harder to resell.
Jack, what about a calendar from 4 years ago with a Tiger King theme?
A 2020 12-month calendar? That's the hardest for Amazon to sell.
Yeah, he's added it all up, and this reveals a negative consequence of all our online shopping in America. We got so many returns.
The National Retail Federation estimates that 18% of things Americans buy online get returned. 18%.
Again, 1 out of 5 of those cute tops, it's going back, baby.
And here's where You Been comes in. Amazon brings their overstocked and unsellable stuff to Where You Been, and they say you better sell this in 1 week.
And that has led to a fascinating new pricing strategy.
Where You Been?
Where's our takeaway? So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Where You Been?
Introducing Purge Pricing.
Yetis, Uber invented surge pricing. You know surge pricing.
But Where You Been has a new concept that we're calling Purge Pricing.
Because Amazon's trucks deliver items on Friday every single week to Where You Been.
And after Where You Been unloads that tractor trailer truck, they sell every item, regardless of what it is, for $14 each.
Then on Saturday, they drop the price of all remaining items to 10 bucks each.
On Sunday, they sell what's left for 7 bucks each.
Prices keep falling every single day of the week until Thursday, the last day before the dump run.
On Thursday, everything that's left is selling for 25 cents each.
Besties, Where You Been has created a dynamic day of the week, ever falling prices strategy to purge the entire store of everything.
And then it all starts over again on Friday with a new tractor trailer worth of stuff.
Where You Been in Amazon, they created a whole new pricing model to handle our returns.
We call it Purge Pricing.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us to kick off the week?
Mob wife aesthetic is trending thanks to The Sopranos' 25th anniversary and their brand new TikTok account.
This is the salami strategy. To stay relevant, Hollywood is slicing itself up and pushing post.
For our second story, it's IBM. They're not the corporate blue chip icon they once were, but the stock price is close to an all-time high.
Because prestige does not equal profits.
And our third and final story is where you been. They get a truckload of Amazon returns every week, and they sell out every week.
It's thanks to a new concept we call purge pricing.
But Yetis, this pod's not over yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
First, this week, five of the Super Six big tech stocks report earnings. It's happening like right now.
We're getting earnings reports this week from Amazon, Apple, Alphabet, Meta, and Microsoft.
And second, those tech companies, they may report record profits, but they also may report record layoffs.
Remember, we had a ton of layoffs last January? Well, get this. We've actually had more tech layoffs this January, according to layoffs.fyi.
For any Yetis affected, we're thinking of you. And finally, we have to report that a woman was arrested in California for stealing 65 Stanley Cup mugs. That is a huge number, Jack. Don't know who she is.
It's over $2,500 of stolen merchandise because those Stanley tumblers, they were the pink ones.
I know nothing about it. I got receipts for this thing.
Show me a warrant. And I'll show you a takeaway.
Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Savannah Westwood and Kelsey Black from Orlando and Austin.
First of all, today is National Bubble Wrap Day.
But here's what you probably didn't know. Bubble wrap was originally invented to be a wallpaper.
That's right. Bubble wrap was a wallpaper at first, like a padded wallpaper. Just in case you accidentally sprinted into your wall, you'd hit like padding.
Bubble wrap was invented for your living room, but then the company realized not many people want plastic air bubbles all over their house.
So they pivoted. They went to IBM and said, hey, do you need this bubble wrap?
And they were like, yeah, we actually have to ship some computers. Can we use bubble wrap for that?
Yeah, can we protect this expensive equipment as we ship it? And they said, yeah, I guess you could use it for that purpose.
Well, today, Bubble Wrap is owned by Sealed Air Corporation, and they do $400 million in annual bubble wrap sales.
Bubble Wrap, one of the great accidental inventions of all time.
Yetis, you are looking fantastic in that head-to-toe tiger onesie with a perm like Adriana.
Is that mob wife aesthetic?
If you have to ask, you may need an alibi, Jack. Yetis, if you haven't yet, you can drop down and give us 5 stars to help grow the show.
And if you haven't yet, follow the show so you can get us every day.
Jack and I got to grab some gabagool. Jack, let's see him tomorrow.
We're actually going to pivot this business to waste management. If you know, you know.
And before we go, a happy birthday to Yeti Eduardo Yuha, who's enjoying that celebration with an ice cream cake in San Pedro Sula, Honduras.
Happy birthday to Jack Gonzalez, who's celebrating on the beaches of Chicago.
Doing logistics. And Naomi Alston, celebrating her 30th on a cruise to Cabo.
Happy birthday to Royce Yossival, who's a third grader celebrating right now on the way to school at Malcolm X Elementary School in Berkeley, California.
And Mima Maldonado is celebrating a birthday down in lovely Santa Clara, California.
Happy 9th birthday to Felipe Scalette in St. Louis, Missouri.
And Nikki Jones has got a 28th birthday and a promotion living the sink life in Grapevine, Texas.
And congratulations to Emmy, not celebrating a birthday today, but got promoted over in Austin, Texas.
And Hayden the Bun Ekstrom has a happy 30th birthday in Tucson, Arizona.
And happy first birthday to Brooklyn Parko in Phoenix, Arizona.
And Blake and Ara Arnett have a new baby girl. Congratulations to Emma Arnett in Laguna Niguel, California. We're pumped to meet you.
And a huge welcome to the world to Mia Rose Macias and her parents, Cameron and Chelsea, in Roseville, California.
And the best uncle yet, Adam Macias.
And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon, and Nick and I both own stock of Apple. Funny how.
Funny how. Do I amuse you?
Do I amuse you? Yeah. Am I like a clown?
You want to laugh at me?
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.